We're doing the Netivot Shlomo and Parshat Shmot. The topic is Moshe's claim, Mi Anochi Ki Elecha Paro, who am I to go to Pharaoh? And the Netivot Shlomo had explained that this is very difficult. Hashem tells him to go. What's he arguing? And he began explaining that the Geula is reflective of the person who is the messenger to redeem the people. And Moshe Rabbeinu said, I'm so little, who am I? If I redeem him, then the whole redemption is going to be on a low flame because of me. And in this is also explained, also what's said later on, that God, Moshe says to God, why have you harmed this nation? Why have you sent me? And since I came to speak to Paro, to speak in your name, he's only harmed the nation, he's made it worse. At first glance, how did Moshe Rabbeinu say such things towards heaven? Ela kavanaita, but rather Moshe's intent was gam al ma shamar paro lo yadati et Hashem. Also, with regard to that which Paro declared, I don't know Hashem. Mi Hashem asher shma bekolo? Who is Hashem that I should listen to him? The keneged ze amar Moshe, that corresponding to this sentence of Paro's, Moshe Rabbeinu said, me'az batir pol daver bishmecha heira la'am hazeh. Since I came to Paro, he's made it worse for the nation. Moshe Rabbeinu was saying, "Dekevan shani akatan shebi Yisrael nishlachti elav," being that I, the little one among the Jewish people, was sent to him. Al keno neo bechutzpa v'shiflut. That's why he allows himself to answer with such brazenness and in such a derogatory fashion. Ve'ira la'amazen, he's harmed this nation. Mashen ken ilo ayita sholech anashim gdolim. On the other hand, had you sent big people, Bale Madriga Gvoha, people on a high level, Lo yam sugal paro lanot betzura kosh fila velara od yoter. Paro wouldn't have been able to enter in such a derogatory fashion and to harm them even more.